Now, shoppers and people working at Derby's Westfield Shopping Centre say they're concerned about the ongoing problem with the leaking roof. The centre's management say they are trying their best to make repairs, despite worries from people using the mall that the leaks are making shopping unsafe. The multi-million pound centre has had some problems with its roof since it opened 4 years ago. Well, BBC Radio Derby's Chris Halpin has been to find out more.
When you walk around a shopping centre, typically you see buckets collecting money for charity, not collecting rainwater. But after the recent bad weather, there are a number of buckets in the Westfield Centre doing just that, as rain leaks through the roof. But just how bad is the problem?
The worst leak that I've been able to find from the roof is just at the entrance to the car park, and there's two buckets on the stairs there. And there's also a really large dustbin at the top, which is collecting water, which looks like it's dripping out of the skylights above.
I asked some shoppers what they thought.
What do you make of the leaky roof here?
It's not very good because the place is new and it's quite dangerous on the steps if people fall over.
A lot of elderly people come over here, and if they did fall, they probably would break a hip.
It's dangerous. It's on the steps. People are going up with the children. It shouldn't be happening.
The leaks have been an ongoing problem, according to Joanne, who works full-time in a shop in Westfield.
I've walked through Westfield, and especially on the, when it's been really heavy, there's been a lot of buckets everywhere and the signposts.
She also thinks it's unsafe for shoppers.
I don't think it's very safe at all, and I thought Westfield would have sorted it out by now with it being such a long-running problem. But obviously now they're still getting the leaks in different areas, it's still springing up.
There are leaks inside some of the shops too. Amy works in the Regis Hair Salon in St Peter's Way, a part of the centre which isn't maintained by Westfield but is connected to the main mall. Last week, the ceiling panels by their salon entrance came down because of a leak.
Well, I've been here since October, and the leak's always been here since I've been here. So only recently the roof decided to collapse on us, and something's going to be done about it, but not through Westfield itself.
She says although her leak isn't Westfield's responsibility, it doesn't make a good first impression with customers. She also thinks it's affecting their takings.
Do you think it's affecting your trade at all?
Oh yeah, of course. We get people that come in and it's the first thing you see because it's right at the entrance. It's not very appealing when you come in and when you've got a bucket, dripping water and no roof.
When we spoke to Westfield, they said they've got action plans in place for ongoing maintenance, and the recent leaks are in the older parts of the building, some of which they don't manage. They also said that issues such as leaks don't show themselves until adverse weather, like the recent downpours. The big selling point for large indoor shopping centres is uninterrupted shopping, whatever the weather. However, for the time being at least, it seems Westfield are still struggling to keep out the elements.
Planning to nip into the Westfield later, I shall look out for the buckets. BBC Radio Derby's Chris Halpin reporting. 2 minutes away from 8 is the time. Thanks for all your texts and calls this morning.